My name's Kate Jackson. You might have seen me around here if you've been around for the last 18 years. I'm a senior at Malik Terrace High School, and I'll be graduating in 13 days, which is still way too far away. And I'll be going to the University of Washington next year to study mechanical engineering. With that, I'm going to pray, and then I'll get into my message. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. May you guide Toko and my words as we proclaim your love and power as you have shown us. So I thought today I'd show you all that anyone can do Pastor Neil's job. Also, I'd use this as an opportunity to kind of explain where I think I can grow and where we all can try and grow in our faith. And using the passage that we read today, that Michael just read, I'm going to focus on how we can better listen to ourselves and how God calls us to listen to each other, and how that kind of plays a role in our relationship with God and our relationship with each other. So I'm going to start by talking about verses 8 and 9, which say, yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. You do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you. In my name, they have not been sent, declares the Lord. And I thought this verse specifically was talking about how we should be wary when we're listening to other people, but not necessarily to shut everyone out. To speak to a little bit of my own experience with this, I go to Malik Terrace High School, which is not the high school I was supposed to go to. I was supposed to go to Inslee High School. And this is because I wanted to study STEM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. And in my freshman and sophomore year of high school, I had to encounter a lot of people that didn't think the same way that I did. They weren't Christians, they were rather atheists or agnostics. And a lot of the times they brought me questions that I didn't really know the answer to. And it did cause me to think about what that meant as far as my faith and what exactly, how my faith kind of interacts with science and the beliefs that a lot of the those people held. A lot of the times it came up with evolution and other topics like that. One particular question always stuck out to me, and it was my friend Hunter asked me, what gives us the right to dictate and interpret what the Bible says instead of taking it at just how it's written? And so rather than this tearing down my faith, I found that it oftentimes was able to force me to ask questions that I didn't know the answer to, and in turn that actually made my faith stronger because I was able to get answers to these questions that I didn't really know. And I feel like that's part of what God calls us to do, is that by listening to people that we may not always agree with, or by listening to people that we normally wouldn't, it opens up our minds and it allows us to evaluate our beliefs and either resubstantiate them or reinforce them, or evaluate us or force us to evaluate what's wrong with our faith. And that in turn helps us grow as Christians and in turn be more like God and how he asks us to be, which is what verses 12 through 14 talk about. And those read, then you will call on me and come and pray with me. I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from the place which I carried you into exile. And the main part of this, the verses 12 and 13 mostly, focus on how God will always be listening to us. And I feel in that sense, we should be looking, and in this way, he also asks us to be always listening. And I found this, again, at my school. For those of you who don't know, I participate in this thing called First Robotics Competition. And over 6 weeks, we build a robot that competes in a challenge. And it's a team, so we're all 30 of us are all working on building one robot. And with that, it comes a lot of communication and being forced to listen to other people. And being forced to listen to people that you don't always think have the best ideas. Particularly underclassmen. Man. But I found this season, at our first competition, after we had already bagged the robot and we hadn't quite tested it yet because we just barely finished it on time, we were doing our first test of the robot and something broke, and it was because one person didn't put a bolt where they were supposed to go. And that kind of ruined the first three qualifiers of our competition and gave us a lower seating for playoffs. And it's easy to blame that one person, but had we all been paying attention to what they had been saying throughout the season, they'd been asking questions, we knew that they weren't confident in what they were doing, but we figured that they would come to us to ask any questions. But I feel like and this is what God calls us to do, is that God calls us to be seeking out opportunities for us to listen to other people and constantly asking them how they're doing and be looking for ways that we can help them as Christians. And that in turn makes us good Christians and more like God. Also, it makes us more confident in ourselves and how our faith is perceived by others and how we understand our own faith. What I want you guys to take away from this is the fact that God is calling us to listen to one another, and is actively looking for us to grow in our faith by listening to other people. And I could all ask you that if you think that listening to other people is a important aspect and something that God calls us to do, and you'd all probably say yes. I would sure hope so. If the answer is yes, then I'd ask you guys to think about how in your daily lives you are going about listening to other people, and if there are times when you could be listening to other people when you're not. And with that, I'm all done, and Toko's gonna